Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 13th, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It goes well. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. And Jeff Butts, I'm glad you're here as well. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Excellent. Hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is iMazing. And I've been a very happy iMazing user for a while now. So I'm looking forward to telling everyone about it. But hey, let's talk. Wow. I totally blew that transition. What I was trying to say is, hey, let's jump into the topics. And instead, I showed that early in the morning, I have poor diction.
Cool story, bro.
Anyhow, hey, how about that new Amazon Echo that's supposed to be coming out this fall? You know, the one that sounds like it's basically just a HomePod with an Amazon logo on it?
You say that, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's just a HomePod with an Amazon logo. And I would say not even close to being a HomePod. It's not going to sound as good as the HomePod. It's not going to be as good as the HomePod.
Do you like how I totally triggered you with the way I set that up?
Yes.
Trigger warnings, please.
He's so easily baited.
This is supposed to be a safe space for me, Jeff.
Oh,
who said that?
Wait, what? What's the opposite thing?
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah. Public. Yeah. Anyhow, so let me describe what the device is supposed to be. And this is coming from insider sources that have seen the device, and so they supposedly have firsthand knowledge of what Amazon is doing here. So picture a device that's about half the height of the current Echo, and then kind of round the edges at the top and the bottom, so it's not the you know, that flat kind of right angle edge that you get at the top and bottom, mm-hmm. and then give it a skin that, instead of just being the plastic with the holes in it, it's more like a fabric style thing, so it has like a little bit friendlier look. Instead of having a single tweeter and woofer in it, it will have the woofer and 7 tweeters, and it will still have the 7 microphones, but they're going to be enhanced in some way so that it's even better than it currently is at picking up and detecting voices. And of course, it'll still use an Alexa interface. And
there's blah, 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 blah. All I hear is blah, 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 blah. Listen, this thing is going to sound better than the Alexa. Giddy up. Yay. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that'll be good enough. And that's fine. Amazon's race to the bottom, where they suck all the quality and profits out of every industry they touch, is continuing a pace, and it's not going to have any effect on HomePod sales one way or the other.
Don't hold back, Brian.
Yeah, just
how we feel.
Just screw Amazon, screw Alexa. I don't want that wiretap in my home. I don't. Wow. And this, Amazon doesn't make quality things. It makes cheap things that are good enough. It's like the old Wintel thing writ large. And it just, screw it. Who cares?
I'm looking at Jeff's article. I'm hearing what you say, and I'm just waiting for Jeff to jump in, and I'm going to make popcorn.
There's no doubt it's going to be an improvement over the existing Echo. There's no doubt of that.
Okay.
But it's certainly not going to sound as good as Apple's HomePod. It's just not. It's not going to work as well in terms of acoustics, in terms of you know, being able to play loud stuff and then hear you across the room and figure out what you're saying.
It's just not going to do that stuff as well. We don't know if it's going to do those things as well as, better or worse than a HomePod.
Well, you don't know. I know. It's not. It's not what Amazon does. Amazon doesn't compete at the high end of anything.
Well, they did develop what's considered the best Farfield voice recognition system. And if they're going to improve that, well, then that sets a very high bar for Apple to surpass. And because based on the way you're talking about this, for the HomePod to be what it needs to be, then its microphone system needs to outperform whatever will be on the new Echo, as opposed to be as good as. And I'm assuming it's going to be substantially better than it is right now. And I would venture to say that what we have in the Echo and the Echo Dot is surprisingly good. It's not good enough. It's really good.
Not the Echo Dot.
I have really good luck with my Echo Dot.
The sound quality?
No, the microphones.
Oh, yeah. The microphones are great.
Yeah, the sound quality is, I mean, no, of course it's not.
And here's good. The thing. The HomePod, and I'm going to step away from the microwave and let the popcorn pop itself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has heard the HomePod yet. But if it's anything like Apple describes, it's going to blow Sonos out of the water.
Well, the people that have heard it compared to the Sonos 3 and to the Echo. And of course the HomePod demo units, prototypes, whatever that they had at WWDC, of course those outperformed the Echo because
the Echo is not a high fidelity device. No. The Play 3 is a terrible comparison. It's a very favorable comparison for Apple.
Yeah. And of course, Apple constructed that whole demonstration to make the HomePod look as good as it could.
No, wait. Hold on. You say that. I was there at the Hi-Fi.
HomePod.
What was that called?
That was the Apple HomePod. Hi-Fi.
The Hi-Fi, right? I was there at that product release, product announcement with their demos, and it sounded like crap in Apple's own space. It just sounded like crap. I couldn't believe that they were showing that to me.
Well, okay. I'm guessing they have learned from that, and that's why they were able to craft a demonstration that was much better this time around.
Fair enough. And obviously I'm wrong that nobody's heard the HomePod, because Brian, have you heard it?
Dave did.
They wouldn't let Dave listen to it.
Oh,
they handpicked people to listen to it, and now this is totally speculation on my part, but based on who they were choosing, it seemed to me they were choosing people that didn't have as high a level of audio knowledge as Dave.
Well, to be fair, few people do.
Right, but other people that are in that audiophile class that would be probably more critical of any device. You know, just doesn't matter who's making it; they will listen with a more critical ear. And so, I'm wondering if Apple chose people that they know don't have as critical an ear.
Yeah, if you're gonna sell a $350 speaker, don't you want someone who knows speakers to listen to it if it's any good?
Sure. I would want that. And I would want to compare the product to the highest end devices that are in the same category.
Right.
That I could. So in this case, I would have wanted to see a comparison to the Sonos One. Mm-hmm. That's where the better audio quality is in the Sonos line.
Yeah.
And I still would have done the Echo comparison because that's what's on the market today. And you want to see how much better it is than the Echo. But I would have pitted it against the Sonos One.
Yeah.
So, Brian, I appreciate your reluctance to think
race to the bottom
that Amazon could produce a really good product to compete with.
All right. To your point, let's see. We've got the Fire Phone. We've got the Fire Tablets. We've got the e-ink readers, which are actually okay, but it's just because no one else is bothering to make one. We've got all the existing Echo products. It's just a race to the bottom. It's just a race to the bottom. It's a race to the bottom. There's no quality. It's a race to the bottom. I hate that. I hate the race to the bottom. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
I do not like it. Race to the bottom, but I am not prepared to say today that Amazon is doing a race to the bottom and is going to release something that will be just good enough. And
it's going to be better than the Echo, but it's not going to compete with the HomePod. It's not going to compete with Sonos. It's probably not going to even compete with Sonos 3.
Yeah, we'll see. It's they may surprise us. I don't know. But when I look at what they've done with the Echo so far, they set the standard. I don't see the Echo as the race to the bottom. I see the Echo as the bar that everyone else has to meet.
Ugh. In what terms? Are you serious? Are you kidding me here?
In terms of being able to talk to it. In terms of being able to talk to it.
But yeah, from that standpoint, this new device that Amazon's doing is going to work just fine.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to have better audio quality than the current Echo. And it's a low bar, but that's not the point. The point is it's going to have better audio. And if you're already invested in the Amazon ecosystem, you're already a happy Echo user.
Yeah, it should be a fine product for Amazon. I just don't care about it.
Yeah.
It should be a fine product for Amazon. And Amazon is doing some things that I wish Apple would do in this space in terms of having a home AI device. Amazon is definitely doing some things right. But from an individual product standpoint, everything they engage in is a race to the bottom. Their number one goal is to make cheap, 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 cheap. And there's a lot of people who love cheap, 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 cheap. And I just don't happen to be one of them because I happen to like quality.
I think their goal is to get everyone permanently into the Amazon ecosystem. Everything Amazon does is about selling us products. And sure, we're going to have more Amazon, as you put it, wiretaps in our homes, but we're about to have more Apple wiretaps in our homes too.
But it's different. The Apple wiretap device is utterly different. For one thing, it's listening and processing locally. And for another thing, Apple is the one. Come on. Are you just pushing me? You're just pushing my buttons. You're just
messing with you. He's going to set me off, too.
Oh, my God. I really love you guys. All right. So I need to talk about iMazing. So before we do that, here's what I really think about this device. And yes, I've totally been pushing your buttons, Brian, because I love you, man.
Because you're mean.
I'm so mean.
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
I know. It's going to be great.
No, yeah, until I push you over or something.
You won't do that. I know
no,
you.
No, well, because if I tried, you would, put your... shifting anyway, it's a thing.
You boys need to behave yourselves until I get there.
I'm glad you gave us that qualifier. Until you get there,
yeah.
Okay, so here's my take. This is a device that's going to be better than the Echo that's on the market today. This is a device that will be enticing to people that are already heavily invested into the Amazon ecosystem. It is not something that's going to knock HomePod out of whatever place it takes when it gets into this space. And people are going to love the sound that's in HomePod. People will appreciate the sound that's in the new Echo compared to what's available today. And there will be a place for both of these devices, but the HomePod will definitely be a superior product.
Based on what we know so far, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that's my expectation.
Superior product to
everything else that's on the market. The HomePod will be the superior product.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
On the market.
I was being a terrible girlfriend and was reading a
You all really I heard was are her. A terrible girlfriend, and you wonder why I stopped sending you flowers. Man.
Hey, fanfic engaged.
We have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is iMazing, and version 2.3 is out, and that just came out a couple days ago, so you definitely need to go download this if you don't have it already, or make sure that you've updated your copy if you already have it. iMazing, it's the app that lets you manage all the stuff that's on your iPhone or iPad from your Mac or your Windows PC. It handles backups in a much more robust way than Apple is doing with iTunes or iCloud. And they've done this thing with version 2.3 where they're supporting more storage formats for your backups. So you can back up to a NAS drive. You can use a time capsule. You can use USB thumbsticks. It's funny because I was sitting here waggling my thumb in my face as I was trying to remember the word thumbstick.
Yeah.
Oh, people, what am I going to do? Anyhow, USB drive. Thumbsticks that are FAT formatted.
Thumb drive, man.
Huh?
Thumb drive. No one calls it a thumbstick.
I do.
Boom. Anyhow, it's a really cool product. It's really useful. I love that you can customize what's in your backups, what time schedule you're on for your backups. You can even set it so that if the battery level on your iOS device is below a certain threshold, it will stop doing backups to help save battery life. And it can do all this over Wi-Fi now, so you can still connect it directly to your Mac or PC with a cable. Or you can do this over Wi-Fi now. Absolutely love it. So here's what you guys need to do. You need to head over to the iMazing website. That's iMazing.com/TDO. Download your copy. You can download it for free. And then start playing around with it. And go ahead and buy it. Because this is, in my mind, an essential tool for anyone that uses an iOS device. When you use that link, iMazing.com/TDO, you get 20% off. And that discount works on a single license, a multi-computer license, or a family license. 20% off any of those. Totally awesome. So go get your copy today. Get your 20% discount, iMazing.com/TDO. And thank you, iMazing, for being our sponsor. All right. So we still have a couple minutes left. And I want to use those to get your opinion, Jeff and Brian, on Apple deciding to start putting their smart home and HomeKit demonstration centers into their stores. So they have, I want to say it's like 48 stores around the world where they are interactive centers. So they have an iPhone, an iPad, and an Apple Watch, and you can control smart home devices from them and watch in real time and see what happens. And then in the rest of their stores, they're going to have these little stations where you can learn more about HomeKit and smart home devices, but you won't have the interactive features. And I think this is a really smart idea. What do you think?
Well, check this out. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday on the Apple Context Machine, a different show. Mm-hmm. You and I talked about how we are in the Wild West days of home automation, and we were largely talking about security. Mm-hmm. But from a different standpoint, this early days of home automation is resulting in a lot of people being interested in the concept, but they don't know what it means and they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's intimidating. Yep. It is big and it's far away. And, you know, where do you even start and how do you even do it? This kind of direct customer education should be fantastic for HomeKit. And it's probably honestly going to be good for all of the other competing platforms too. Like, you know, Apple is going to be seriously elevating awareness of an exposure to home automation that could offer, even if it's just starting off in 48 stores, that could offer a significant boost to the very concept.
I agree. And I think the other thing this is going to do is help people understand why they would even want to have a smart home device in their life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that I encounter who say, the whole idea of smart home stuff is so stupid. Why would I want to have to program my phone to turn on the lights when I can just flip a switch on the wall? And there's so much more to smart home technology and home automation. And most people don't even think about a thermostat when they first start thinking about smart home technology. So, yeah, I think this is a good idea. I think this is going to help educate people, and it will probably help boost HomeKit compatible device sales. But Brian, I think you nailed it. I think this is actually going to be a bigger thing for the overall market, because more people will now be able to wrap their heads around what this is and why they might actually want it.
Yeah, especially if Apple, and I'm only assuming this is the case, but it's the history certainly backs this up, especially if Apple has staff on hand that can actually explain this stuff to people.
Yes, that'll be critical.
Yeah, like I said, this home automation stuff. I would imagine that our listeners and our readers have a much higher understanding, much higher understanding and awareness of home automation than the general population.
Absolutely.
To the general population, this stuff is somewhere in between exciting and scary and intimidating and
ridiculous.
And ridiculous too. Yeah, good point.
Ridiculous, but at the same time, you know, a lot of the general population, because I live with two members of the general population, they think it's magic.
Yeah.
But you set it up for them. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I've only got to set it up for myself. I have not spread the automation throughout the house yet.
I see.
But when these people see the things that you've done just for yourself,
mm-hmm. with your home wire type device, go ahead.
I also use HomeKit, Brian.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And I use HomeKit more than I use She Who Shall Not Be Named.
I use a mix of both every day. Depends on what I'm doing, because I'm just going to screw up so many devices. Siri mm-hmm. is better for some things and Alexa is better for others.
Yeah.
In my experience. Hey, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much for being here today.
You betcha. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to say it the last time or two that I've been on the show. Amazing is amazing.
And you're saying that as someone that's actually using it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Every day.
Brian, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, man. Good, fun discussion. You button-pushing SOB.
I know. That was the best. Hey, iMazing, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, iMazing.com/TDO. Get your copy of iMazing today and get a 20% discount. Totally worth it. It's absolutely fantastic. Listeners, thanks for being here and laughing along as I pushed all of Brian's buttons today. You rock.
Oh, there's some more left. But
I know. I didn't want to burn you out all at once. But hey, thanks everyone for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow.